following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Okay, JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, so just for listening to this one for Van Heusen, we'll have the beautiful Irina here read the washing label on my shirt.
Gentle wash warm, wash with similar colors, tumble dry low.
The preceding instructions were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find iconic brands like Van Heusen. Right now, buy a dress shirt, get one free, plus studio zip polos and sports shirts, each just $24.99.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end October 1st.
You can't keep cold weather from coming, but you and your vehicle can be ready when it gets here. O'Reilly Auto Parts helps you prepare with big savings on the things you need to care for your car or truck, like oil, antifreeze, and wiper blades. Get your vehicle in shape for the season and save at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for chances fair.
We ask for chances fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do
it there.
Chance to do it there.
He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger.
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith and honor held high.
Faith and honor high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is. Get on that way. The kick is.
Can you hate it?
No, we got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass. You know, smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go, 2 yards. Kept Kinney in the top of the eye. Taggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count, here he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side, touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead. 34-31, oh man, woman and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead, right up the middle, drives, he's in. Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
The snap to Tommy and they give him the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez. An 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Taylor, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, they pat it, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's in the 45, he's in the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up, snap, and they're going to fake it, they throw it out in the flat, it's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won! Eric Haig knocked it away, and
survived in overtime. In aim.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
It's the final day of September 2011. It's the last day that you will ever be able to say Nebraska has never played a Big Ten football game. We go to the Dead Popper inbox. Moron Texter, I referred to Moron Texter last week, and he sent me a couple of more. Every once in a while via the email, you're going to get something off the BlackBerry or V-Text or something. Moron Texter says, my buddy just texted me. If I miss the kick-ass open, I'll blow my own head off. Happy Wisconsin Eve, everyone. Happy Big Ten Eve. It's the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today. There is so much going on with conference play opening, Major League Baseball action, gets into the playoffs today. Dayton Moore. Pay Ned Yost, say thank you. You can stay on staff if you want, but Terry Francona is our new manager. Don't let the White Sox go get him. Terry Francona, big mistake, Boston. Big mistake. Huge mistake. You had a bad month. Let's see. He won you a World Series after you couldn't get any in 80-plus years. Let's fire him. Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe he wants something new. I guess he's got enough money. Maybe he wants to retire. Dayton Moore, go get him. But you've got that. You've got some great high school football. And coming up, Craig Schnitzler from Kennesaw is going to join us in our next segment to talk about one of the premier matchups in the state of Nebraska tonight here on ESPN Radio. Kennesaw, Shelton, both unbeaten, most likely for the district title. And we'll talk about that. Also coming up towards the bottom of the hour, the Tri-City Storm hockey season gets underway tonight. Head coach Drew Schenick is going to join us on the program today. We'll talk about how the preseason went, what they're expecting tonight, and a little preview of the season. You can hear Storm hockey tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Pregame is at 6:45. First faceoff is at 7:05 on the Breeze tonight. Plus, UNK volleyball is at home tonight and tomorrow against nationally ranked competition. Husker volleyball on the road. Hastings and UNK football teams are on the road trying to keep some wins going along there. It is a big, big time. But, folks, we want to hear from you. Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em coming up later in the show. Daddy has his pro and NFL and college. That would be the same pro and NFL. College and pro selections coming up on the show today. He is a perfect 6-0 on his pro selections this year. And he has told me maybe a bonus pick today. Might go three. Might step over the edge and try and bring you three pro football games that have nothing to do with either the Cowboys or the Miami Dolphins. Merritt Lawson, our producer engineer, in today as well, taking care of that. Ready for the weekend. We want to hear from you, though, folks. What do you think? What do you think? I think Daddy and I have both told you on the show this week that we think Nebraska can win this game. And again, this is that Husker fan in me, which is coming along thinking there is a way Nebraska can win this, and maybe just flat out be the better football team all along. 888-455-ESPN. Email the Dent Popper inbox, home of the armor lining. Stop by and see him before it gets all cold and wintery. And it's a lot easier to fix things up when it's beautiful like this. And that way you can see the work. It's always gloomy and doomy during the winter anyway. Get it into the Dent Popper. They're going to take care of you. Our Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'd love to hear from you. What's going to happen tomorrow? I want to hear from you, the fan, right now. Our Husker lunch, I'd say 80% of the folks there think Nebraska is going to get beat. What do you think? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll try and take as many calls as we can throughout the show. Why? Tell me what you think is going to happen tomorrow. I think Nebraska is going to win the football game. But I will also preface that by saying, I thought Nebraska was going to win this football game at the beginning of the year, where a huge majority of the folks that picked Nebraska right around that 10-2 mark thought that Nebraska would lose this football game tomorrow and then would drop basically one of the last in that Michigan, Penn State realm, Iowa. Some people even pick Nebraska to lose to Iowa. If you were on that 9-3, you pick Nebraska to maybe lose one of the non-conference games, most likely Washington. But right now, Nebraska is 4-0, just like Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's going to get a couple of big plays. That's fine. You know what two big touchdowns are? 14 points. I got no problem with Nebraska scoring way more than that on Wisconsin tomorrow. They may not all be touchdowns. Maher may have to knock through three field goals. He may have to knock through four field goals. You know the beauty of it is? He will. He will. Wisconsin won't. Wisconsin won't. You heard us yesterday with Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal. They don't have their stud kickers right now. Close games come down to every little thing. Nebraska can't turn the ball over. All those things that you hear the coaches talk about all the time. Your thoughts. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We've touched on the Huskers. We've touched on Terry Francona being released or leaving the Boston Red Sox. Psychotic. The baseball playoffs begin this afternoon. Just after 4 o'clock, Game 1, Tampa Bay is at Texas. Game 1 tonight in New York, the Yankees taking on Justin Verlander, one of the greatest pitching matchups that we've seen in quite a while. Justin Verlander, 24-5. CeCe Sabathia, 19-8. They've combined for 480 strikeouts. 480 strikeouts this season. Love to hear from you on the program today. Some great high school football action tonight. We're going to talk with Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach at the Kennesaw Blue Devils, ranked as high as number one by Huskerland Prep when we come back.
It's a fantastic time to update your home with beautiful new flooring from Menards. Save big on our entire selection of laminate flooring, all on sale, from top brands including Mohawk. The Harmony Collection features four timeless hardwood finishes: White Rock Maple, Chesapeake Walnut, Sunset Cherry, and Rustic Honey Oak. Now just $1.49 per square foot. Don't miss the great deals on laminate flooring from top brands including Mohawk. All on sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. College or pro? A debate as old as football itself. I've got my opinion. I know you've got yours. And StubHub? Well, StubHub's got a great selection of tickets to both. That's because more fans list their extras on StubHub, which means you get access to seats you can't find anywhere else. So whether you root for your alma mater on Saturday or cheer for your favorite pros on Sunday, StubHub gives you the freedom to find the seats you want all season long. So the only question is, where do you want to sit?
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPNU College Football on ESPN Radio. It's an SEC Big 12 showdown between top 20 teams at Cowboys Stadium. Number 14 Texas A&M and number 18 Arkansas both lost this past weekend to top 10 teams. Now they'll both do whatever it takes as they stare at two-game skid straight in the face.
A&M Arkansas, Saturday morning at 11. Alabama, Florida, Saturday night at 6:30, right here.
ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
We'll see mainly sunny skies here for today with variable winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour and a high near 71 degrees. Mostly clear sky conditions for tonight. Southeast winds at 5 to 15 and a low near 40. Right now, 59.
Cause a disaster, better think twice for your mess from Nebraska. Ton of walk time for the clock, move faster. Shoes in the sky, man, everybody has to. 49 years, every game sold out. Take it back, game day, about to go all out. Tough situation, but the team gon' hold out. Boys in the heat, man, even when it's cold out. One team, one goal, let's get it. Ride for the team, get ghost, get with it. City of the red, and it ain't you fit it. Get the black shirts, that's gonna leave them all being with it. So welcome to the cigarette, hold the phone. You about to feel real pain when we throw the bones. You better watch out, man, if you fold your own. You wanna talk about ground, better hold your own, boom.
Day by day, we get better and better, and so you can't be beat. We won't be beat. I said now, day by day.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, yeah, they're doing the sprinkler over at TNL. I can see it right now. Oh, yeah, there it is. You should be doing it as well, getting all fired up. Why not do the sprinkler? Do it the right way. TNL Irrigation, where you can invest in the best with their 2011 Harvest Special. Buy a one-quarter-mile TNL Pivot Irrigation System and save $6,500 during their Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Check them out online, TLIRR.com, because investing in irrigation could be the best decision you will ever make for your farm's future success. Invest in the best. It's been here since the 50s, folks. That's why they're professional. That's why they're the best. You know you can trust a Nebraskan at T&L Irrigation right here in Hastings. Check them out today. Proven technology that works. Contact your local T&L dealer today.
So whatever that it is, you wanna make it out to be Husker Nation, Big Ten champs. That's what we set out to be. Go big red, hit it ground saying.
Don't forget, coming up on the Doug and Danny Show today, not only Danny's selections, but Pig Skin Pick'em. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, glad to have that along with you. By the way, Craig Schnitzler is going to come up here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk some high school football. Big game going on tonight. Of course, that's not the only one on the radio. Let's let you know what else is going on our Platte River Radio Network of stations and the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Not only can you hear the games, you can see every sporting event for your school. There's every school that you could even think of. You're hearing this, your school's on there. Every conference in the school, you're in. You're the Southwest Conference. There's info on there for Ainsworth. There's info on there for Valentine, all the Loup Platte, all the Fort Kearney, all the Twin Valley. It's at Platte River Preps. Every sport, pictures, articles, everything that you would want is on PlatteRiverPreps.com, so check it out. Shelton Kennesaw, ESPN 1460. Alliance Hastings, ESPN 1550. Donovan Trumbull, St. Cecilia, 1230 KHAS. And on Classic Hits, 98.9 Ravenna and Kearney Catholic. And on the Breeze, a little hockey tonight. Tri-City Storm opening their season with Sioux City. Tonight is the opening night for Tri-City Storm Hockey. All of the exhibition games and preseason games are finished, and it's time to play a little hockey tonight. You'll be able to hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. They take on the Sioux City Musketeers, Daddy.
And we're looking forward to the home opener. Head coach Drew Shinnick's also looking forward to that home opener. He joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, start of the season, can you believe it?
Yeah, it's certainly come fast. I mean, I remember visiting with you guys in August, and we're talking about camp coming up, and all of a sudden here we are, and we're starting the regular season here tonight.
A couple of weeks ago, we got a chance to talk to you on that first preseason game. You had back-to-back home games, exhibition games. You won both of those. Then things in the win-loss column weren't the same when you went out to Iowa last week. What was the difference, and how much, I guess, tinkering with your lineup were you doing on those two separate weeks?
Well, I mean, I thought we played real well at home here, and you know, we kind of got our feet wet. I thought, you know, for the Fall Classic, the Wednesday game against Fargo, we were up 2-0 and couldn't stay out of the penalty box. Really, that was a winnable game for us. But, you know, we ran into two pretty good hockey clubs in Green Bay and Dubuque, and you look at the difference in rosters, and it was good for us to play those teams. You know, Green Bay has 15 returning guys. We have 5. So I mean, it was a good measuring stick for our new guys to see, you know, just where we're at and where we need to get to if we want to challenge going into the season.
Drew, obviously getting your center and Lappin back has got to be huge when he misses a whole preseason, but he's been around for a while, probably didn't need the preseason.
Well, I mean, I think every player needs the preseason. That's why the NHL does it, because you get into that game mode, you get into that game shape. But at the end of the day, like, Laps is a pretty smart hockey player, and you know, he understands the game well. It was more precautionary than anything. I think we probably could have tried to squeeze him into a game or two at the Fall Classic, but at the end of the day, with a groin injury, if you're not very careful with how those are handled, you can be hampered with that all year, and you might play a week and be out 3 weeks, play 2 weeks, be out 2 months, and we just took the side of caution and kept him out so that he'd be ready for the home opener here tonight.
Tri-City Storm head coach Drew Schenick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The home opener is here. You have to trim your roster down. You did that yesterday. How tough was that?
Oh, it's always tough. You know, again, you get to know these young men. They come in, they're giving it everything they have, and, you know, it's those last few guys that you have to, you know, say goodbye to are the hardest, because really they're the ones that are the closest to playing for your hockey team, and you know, it was probably some nervous times, you know, for some of those guys as the week wore on, and it wasn't easy on us coaches either, because we knew it at some point we were going to have to, you know, tell some guys some bad news, but that's the nature of the business. And, you know, we feel with the 23 guys we got right now, we've got a good base, and we're just going to get to working together as a team and coming together. And hopefully, you know, we really come together tonight against the Musketeers.
Okay. If we got a tough guy on this team, everybody's looking. You got a guy, the left wing led you in penalty minutes in the preseason. You usually have defensemen do that, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we usually have that, and, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say we have a tough guy. We've got plenty of tough guys that will stick up for themselves and stick up for their teammates, but, you know, I don't think in our lineup right now, you look at our lineup, I don't think there's one guy to go, hey, there's your hammerhead and your knuckle dragger, this is the guy that will fight. I think we have a bunch of guys that will stand up for themselves and their teammates, and really that's what you want. You want to be team tough as opposed to just one or two individuals.
Drew Schenick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about your goalie situation, which seems to change every minute, and who's going to be in goal tonight?
Well, I was hoping to get Patrick Waugh out of retirement, but I guess the Quebec Ramparts were playing on Friday, so he was unavailable. But, you know, Phoenix Coffey really, you know, kind of took the reins as the lead dog of the 92 goaltenders we had in camp. And, you know, he played real well against Omaha here at home, and then he started two of the three games in Sioux City, and really the losses weren't his fault. And, you know, we felt that, you know, carrying an extra 92 goaltender probably wasn't in the best interest of the hockey team just based on now and based on the future. So we went out and found, you know, one of the highest-rated midget goaltenders that was playing midget hockey right now. We were able to convince him to come. So Trevor Gorsuch has now joined us from the St. Louis AAA Blues program. That he's coming over to buy for some starts here with Phoenix.
What do we know about the Sioux City team? A good defenseman, maybe the best in the league there?
Yeah, they've got a real dynamic defenseman in Jordan Schmaltz, who really came into his own, you know, the last month and a half of the season for them. And you know, he's certainly a guy to watch. He's going to be a high round NHL pick. And, you know, they're the same kind of team we are. They're going to work hard. You know, I don't think they have any superstars outside of Schmaltz dotted through their lineup. They're just, you know, they're going to be an honest team that's going to come at you with speed. And I think, you know, it's going to be a real entertaining West Division this year. Just having seen all the teams at the Classic and seeing what we have, boy, it's going to be a night in, night out battle for wins. I don't think there's a real runaway good team. I think there's a lot of good teams, but I don't think there's one standout team. And tonight we've got the Musketeers, who I feel we match up just fine against.
Drew, what are you looking for besides a win tonight? What do you want to see out of your team?
You know, I want to see them come together as a team here. You know, it's always hard, and we've carried some extra guys up until now. And you know, once these guys buy into playing a team game, they buy into playing for each other. You know, I think that the quicker they do that, the better off we're going to be. And, you know, of course we want the win tonight, but I want to see them starting to play, you know, together as a team and sticking up for each other. And I want to start seeing the progression and how they pick up how we want them to play. And, you know, today it's been pretty good, but again, they have to take that next step here tonight.
How many new kids on this roster, Coach?
Well, we have 23. I believe we have 6 returners, so that would make 17, if my math is correct. So we got 17 new guys, and out of that 17, I think 9 or 10 are our first-year guys that have never played junior hockey before. So, you know, once these guys catch, you know, the pace of play, once they learn that, you know, what it takes day in and day out, shift in and shift out to win at this level, you know, I think that's when you'll see our team really take off.
Another thing for fans out there, you had to put Mahler on an injured reserve list. People are familiar with baseball's 15, 30, 60-day disabled list. Is it similar to that?
Yeah, it is. We, you know, Dylan has been a guy that has been battling a couple of different ailments and was a situation where, you know, with Dalton Spicer still being out on the back end with a bit of a bum knee, you know, that only gave us basically 5 healthy defensemen to start the year with, and we had to make a tough decision and put Dylan on the 45-day IR, so he'll be eligible to come back. We retroacted it back on September 15th, so he'll be eligible to come back at the end of October, and that allowed us to add another healthy defenseman that was here in camp, and we can use as we get healthier here.
Drew Shinnick with us for another moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Drew, are you doing anything different from a coaching standpoint to try and get this team off to a winning start? I don't mean an X and O. I mean maybe a locker room thing, a routine. You're doing anything to try and get the Storm off to a quicker start this year?
Well, you know, I know that the guys are going to have a captain's dinner here tonight. We're just the players, and they're going to get together, and, you know, we encourage that. We want those guys, you know, they're the guys ultimately that have to go out and sacrifice to get the win. So we want those guys to get together. We're going to have our usual meeting here the night before a home game, and, you know, we're just going to remind them that, you know, what's expected and what we expect, you know, our team to look like and how we want to play. And you know, really, it's up to them. And, you know, I know the guys are excited. We're excited, and we just can't wait to get going.
Different music, no Justin Bieber. I mean, any rules like that?
No, you know, I haven't heard Justin Bieber. I've heard of that. I've heard so much of that pumped up kick song, I'm ready to kill myself. But, you know, one of these days, I've threatened these guys that one of these days I'm going to take over the music before a game. They're going to get some old school Quiet Riot and some of those old hair bands that I had to listen to back in the day. And that's all they're going to get to listen to before one game. So it'll either work or they're going to come out and lay a big egg. We'll find out which one.
It'll be all Canadian, like Glass Tiger and Brian Adams and stuff like that.
Yeah,
one of these nights.
On.
Oh, brutal. Hey, Coach, best of luck tonight and throughout the season. And as always, we'll keep up to date with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great home opener.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Drew Shinnick, the Tri-City Storm, open tonight, 7:05. There's a lot going on. Hopefully you can get a chance to see the season opener tonight. Let's get the Storm off to a good start with a victory here this evening. Now, I did see this morning, I believe it's Steve Bidek from the Omaha World Herald covers the USHL for the World Herald. He is the Seth Blank of the World Herald when it comes to hockey. He ranked, you know, Seth ranks the teams. He ranks them. And I got down, and there it is, Tri-City Storm 8th. And I thought, you know, hey, that ain't bad considering where they were last year. And then I realized that was 8th in the Western Conference. So maybe some people outside of the Tri-Cities are going to have to wait and see how good this Storm team is. So let's prove them wrong and get after it right away tonight. 7:05 on the breeze. Skip Barry with the call, 645, 94.5 FM. Go to stormhockey.com for more information, as always. Tom and Hastings chimes into the Dent Popper inbox. Hey, Doug and Daddy, tomorrow's game outcome will depend on if we can hold on to the ball. Also, we need to get our tight ends more involved. We need to get some turnovers. Our strength is our kicking game. If this all comes into play, Nebraska could win 24-17. Yeah, if Nebraska plays a perfect game, I'll bet they win. That would be my guess. If they play a perfect game, I'll bet they win. I don't care how they do it. Just get it done. That would be absolutely awesome. One of the other games in the Big Ten this week is Michigan State, Ohio State, and it's one of the games we'll be picking in our Big Deli Pigskin Pick'em coming up in just a little bit. I still haven't decided which way to go on this. I don't want Ohio State to lose this week and then come into Lincoln stung next week. But Michigan State has they've underplayed. They have been wow. That's almost a huge. I think it means more to Michigan State. I don't know. That's going to be a big, big game tomorrow as well. We'll do some pick 'em in just a minute. Craig Schnitzler is set to join us, head football coach of unbeaten Kennesaw next.
It's Colin Coward. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got personal stuff, professional commitments. It keeps me busy every day. After my radio show, I get calls to advertisers, affiliates. I go on radio shows. Then I prepare for my TV show. Then I'm on the way home calling and talking to more people. I don't have time to be hanging out at the post office behind Gert. That's why I use Stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No more driving to the post office, fighting for a parking space, waiting in line. You don't have to. Get postage for any letter or package the instant you need it from your desk. I highly recommend Stamps.com. So convenient. Right now, special offer, enter the name Colin. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Limited time only. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the radio mic. Upper right side of the homepage. Type in Colin. Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see mainly sunny skies here for today with variable winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour and a high near 71 degrees. Mostly clear sky conditions for tonight. Southeast winds at 5 to 15 and a low near 40. Right now, 59.
Oh, there it is. Hopefully we don't have to hear it too much tomorrow. On Wisconsin, the fight song of the Badgers. Also, kind of the fight song of the Ravenna Blue Jays. And our producer, Merritt, tells me Wood Hildreth was not Wilcox Hildreth. This was Hildreth's fight song. So there you go. See him dancing. He's doing some on Hildreth. That's what he's doing down there. On Wisconsin, Nebraska, Wisconsin tomorrow. It is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, pregame at 2 o'clock, and kickoff is set for 7:07. So all of that tomorrow. Remember, College Game Day is in Madison. Keep your radio with our network because we've got College Game Day every Saturday, including tomorrow from Madison, right here on ESPN Radio from 9 to 11. Then the Breeze, 94.5, has all the Husker pregame starting at 2, and of course the game itself kicking off at 7:07. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are taken care of by our friends at Burger King. Try the new BK Minis. Whether you want a hamburger or a BK Chicken Mini, they can take care of that for you. Two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema with their huge indoor playground for the kids. Or how about 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart with the free Wi-Fi and high-definition television and the new King's Cafe. It's all there at BK. You can like them on Facebook, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Also, don't forget to check out our poll question. The ATS hot topic of the day is who wins the World Series? Yankees, Phillies, neither.
check it out online. Yesterday, Daddy and I both whittled it down to the Phillies. He had the Phillies over the Yankees, and I had the Phillies, I believe, over Detroit in the championship World Series. And most of Major League Baseball will also be here on ESPN. Another busy time of the year with Major League Baseball and with college football. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number you're going to need to know to join us on the program. Give us your thoughts on the Husker game or to join us for Big Dally's Deli a little bit later on in the program. We'll give you a chance to make some predictions. So stay with us for that here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where right now we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of the unbeaten Kennesaw Blue Devils, who looked darn good on TV last night. Craig Schnitzler, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not a lot. Just getting ready for the big game tonight.
How much makeup did Ed have to use with you yesterday or whoever came over to do the story?
Not a whole lot. That's just natural. A lot of gray hair.
Well, obviously, Coach, everybody is getting ready for Nebraska-Wisconsin tomorrow, but on the high school scene, it's buzzing just up and down the highway between Kennesaw and Shelton. No matter what the records were, if you guys are going to be evenly matched, this is always a special game now that you guys are playing the same level of football, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and you know, both teams know each other extremely well. We wrestle together and play basketball against each other, and you know, and just the fact that we're about 12 miles away from each other even makes it more exciting.
What is the negatives to that in some ways? I know that maybe there are some, and maybe there are a lot of positives to knowing who you're playing on a personal level.
Well, I think it, you know, it seems to up the ante a little bit that they know each other. You know, just that rivalry of wanting to beat those guys makes it a bigger hype, I guess, and sometimes more than maybe it should be. You know, we're trying to approach this as, you know, it's an important game, but it's not the end. And you know, win or lose, we've got a lot of football ahead of us, and we just want to play the best that we can play.
I'm guessing a lot of the kids don't really want to hear that talk, though. They've got big sights set here. They don't want to be derailed by a loss tonight, which might kind of change the momentum on Monday's practice.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're focused on playing the best football that we can, and we feel if we do that, we've got a good chance to win tonight. And you know, it's important that we get out of the gate in the first quarter and just execute things.
We're talking with Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you've had one game that was considered what could have been competitive against Bruning Davenport Shickley, but you've really rolled your first four opponents. I talked to Mike about this earlier in the week, that over the last 3 weeks, they haven't had to really play their starting kids late into the ball game. Is that a concern at all for you?
It is. You know, I don't think we've played four quarters with our starters as well, and you wonder if we're conditioned for four quarters, and you just hope that you are, and you go from there. You know, we try to push them hard in practice, and hopefully that'll carry over to a game. But you know, four-quarter conditioning in a game, and just playing at that high level every play, every down for four quarters, you can't match that in practice. And so, yeah, it's a concern going into tonight, but we feel we're in good shape. We feel we've got good depth. And we're going to play, you know, 14, 16 kids and hopefully stay fresh, and because I think this is going to go four quarters.
Well, you've really got a lot of good kids on this roster, and a lot has been made out of your son and what he does for this football team. So let's start right there. I mean, how jacked up is your son Preston to be the student manager tonight?
Oh, he's excited. He's excited to talk to you guys. he was mentioning last night. he's pumped.
Well, of course, Tyler is the quarterback, and he has been playing football, well, his whole life, but he even saw plenty of action as a freshman. Now he's a junior, and he may be the best quarterback in Class D football. You have to look at that, I know, with two sets of glasses there, one as the dad and one as the coach, but boy, he hasn't disappointed yet.
No, he hasn't. He's played well to this point, and he's been our leader out there, it's been really fun, you know, as a dad, to see his success. It's been a lot of fun, and you know, as a coach, you try to put your best athletes on the field, and he's done a great job at quarterback. But you know, there's a lot of others out there. He's certainly one of many. I feel that our line has done a tremendous job, and we've got a bruising fullback in Kogan Thompson and Gavin Robinson at our I back, and then we've got some great receivers led by Zane Woodman. He's got great hands, great speed, and so we just feel, you know, we've got a great combination of size and speed, and we want to make sure that we're physical tonight.
Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw. You touched on a couple of those kids. I mean, again, when you get to eight-man football, you see good teams and you go, his brother played, his dad played, his uncle played, his cousin played, and that's the story with Gavin. Is this the biggest line you've had in quite a while or maybe ever at Kennesaw?
Probably across the board, yes. We've had big kids in the past, but, you know, we'll drop down maybe at a guard spot. You know, they're big, they're strong, they got good height to them. You know, they're all around 6'2", 6'3", and 200-plus pounds, 270, 280 at our one guard spot. But I think what sets these guys apart maybe in the past is they move well. They're all basketball players, and so they got good footwork, and they carry their weight well, and just the mobility, I think, makes them more effective than maybe some of the big guys we've had in the past.
Well, this is as good as Shelton has been in a long, long time. Why are they so good?
Well, they're playing kids that have been on the field for several years. They've got juniors and seniors that have played as freshmen and sophomores, and just, you know, having that experience. And they're a lot like us. They've got good size up front. They've got speed in the backfield, and I think that just, you know, that combination is dangerous on a football field.
They don't throw the ball much. They want to get it to Luke Glenn. They seem to want to do the same thing you want to do on the ground, but they just don't have the passing ability. Do you think that could be the difference in this football game?
Well, I think it could come down to that. We certainly got to control their run game. And I don't know if they may not throw deep a lot, but they can throw. You know, the passes that they do throw are effective, and it's because of their running game.
Hey, Craig, I'll follow up on that a little bit. You just grab a stat sheet, you look at it, but then you look at the score. Obviously, they're not going to need to throw it. You're not going to need to throw it a lot because of the way the competition has been so far and the number of snaps that these kids have looked at. So should we just not even bother looking at those? We know who the good kids are.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the stats are hard to read because neither team has probably played past three quarters, throughout the weeks. And both teams are putting a lot of points on the board, and I think their passing game is like ours. It's effective because the running game has been so dominant.
Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw, with us for one more minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for the big matchup tonight with Shelton. Does it feel like a big matchup, Coach?
Yeah, it does. You know, the kids are we haven't talked about it a whole lot. At least I don't hear the kids talking, but they know what's at stake. You know, they know that it's Shelton, and they're 5-0, and this is one that they really want. But I think we have a good understanding that, you know, it's not the end. You know, this make or break, it's a great measuring tool for us, and we just want to make sure that we're getting better every day because, you know, we want to win a district title, but we want to our eyes are at Lincoln as well.
Well, Coach, we hope to talk to you many more times as the season progresses. It should be a great football game tonight, and we'll let you get back to preparation. And best of luck this evening. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
That's Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach of the unbeaten Kennesaw Blue Devils, here tonight hosting Shelton on ESPN 1460. Ought to be a really great football game. Right now, we need to take a break because when we come back, it is Big Dally's Pigskin Pick'em, a chance to win a large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings, also, of course, on top of the hill here in Kearney. If you have not went up against Daddy and I this year, then here is your chance. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Nebraska plays its first ever Big Ten game tomorrow. You may have heard that. You may have heard that. I don't know. Among Big Ten conference opponents, Nebraska has faced this team the most. Which Big Ten football member has Nebraska played the most in Nebraska football history? First correct caller gets to take us on in Pigskin Pick'em.
farmers. Investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
Colin Coward, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medication, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms on the first dose. Starts working in an hour to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. Allegra, full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose once per day or twice per day tablets. For added relief from nasal congestion and sinus pressure, choose Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength without a prescription over the counter. Have it all with Allegra on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Friday means high school football, and we've got some great matchups for you this Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, it's a D1 top 10 matchup as Shelton travels to Kennesaw. On ESPN 1550, Hastings will host Alliance. Donovan Trumbull is at St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS, and Ravenna travels to Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. All games kick off at 7 o'clock this Friday night.
We'll see mainly sunny skies here for today with variable winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour and a high near 71 degrees. Mostly clear sky conditions for tonight. Southeast winds at 5 to 15 and a low near 40. Right now, 59.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We do have a winner for Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em, and we'll tell you about that in just a moment. But we're back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and right now a lot going on at Midway Auto. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chrysler Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We're right now, Ram Diesel Celebration Bonus Cash Incentive, on top of the hassle-free pricing. They do it for you at Midway all the time. Now Ram comes in with their nationwide dealerships and says, let's give another $1,000 to all 2011 diesel Rams, including the 2500 and 3500. It's a rebate courtesy of Ram on top of those hassle-free discounts. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, visit the website, or just stop by and see them today at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It is the Midway Auto Dealership. Stop by and see them today, and, of course, the great website, thinkmidway.com. They're there for you. You can join them on Facebook. They have contests, giveaways to their customers, giveaway to their Facebook friends. And today, they are drawing out for the two tickets to Nebraska-Ohio State game next week in Lincoln. So don't forget, get on Facebook, like Midway. All you have to do is find the Midway, hit the like, and that way your name's right there. They're going to draw a name out today, and somebody's win a pair of tickets to next week's Nebraska-Ohio State game. Right now, Grant from Kearney has won a Big Dally Deli large combo meal, a Doug and Daddy T-shirt, and now he tries to get into the finals where we are going to have an outstanding prize from Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center to show off your Husker loyalty to our grand prize winner at the end of the season. And Grant, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, gentlemen. I'm ready for a big game this weekend.
Well, I rolled. Who did we roll? Our first victory of the year was last week because somehow I went 9-1, and we made, who'd we make cry, Barrett?
I'm looking that up right now.
You check that out.
It's not...
Research department. I mean, we probably made a lot of people cry, but obviously 9-1 last week. I can't do 9-1.
Well, if your name starts with M, it's just not a good day for you, because 2 weeks ago it was Miles, and this week it's Mike. So.
Oh, so there you go. Also, the answer to the trivia question, Nebraska has played Minnesota 51 times, and do you realize that Minnesota has won 29 of those games, Nebraska 20, although the Huskers have won the past 14 meetings dating back to 1963. And Grant knew that that was the answer, so we're ready to pick some football. Let's get after it. Let's start military-wise. Air Force at Navy. Air Force is a three-point favorite. We try to tell our callers that just in case they don't know. Who would you like, Grant?
Gosh, every time I watch Navy, I love that old-school option football. I realize that Air Force has a couple injuries right now, so I'm gonna take the midshipman on this one.
I have selected Navy, and Daddy selected Navy. That makes it a clean sweep. Mississippi is at Fresno State. Tony has taken Mississippi. I have taken Fresno State. Grant, who you got?
Man, I'm going to have to go with Fresno State because I don't think Mississippi's got much left in the tank.
Travel all the way out west. Hopefully Pat Hill can get the win and make Nebraska look good. Nebraska's opponents are 8-1, the last three that we've played. They're setting an 8-1 on the season. Wake Forest at Boston College. Daddy takes Wake Forest. I take Wake Forest. This line opened at 1.5 for Boston College. Now Wake Forest is favored by 1 to 2 points. Who do you like, Grant?
Let's make that a clean sweep. I'll go with Wake as well.
Washington State at Colorado. I have selected, good God, Colorado. Who do you think, Grant?
Gosh, I don't know if I can bring myself to actually say it, so I'm going to go ahead and take Washington State.
A Pac-12 battle in Boulder. Washington State at Colorado, and Daddy took Washington State as well. Up next, we go to the Big 12, or whatever the hell it is now. Texas at Iowa State. Daddy selected Texas. Grant, who you got?
I hate saying this too, but I'll pick Texas as well.
I'm trying to find a way to pick Iowa State, but in the interest of winning, I'll take Texas. We'll see. Arkansas against Texas A&M tomorrow, 11 o'clock from Big D Jerry World down in Dallas. Arkansas, Texas A&M. I'm taking Arkansas. Who you got, Grant?
Arkansas's got too much speed. I'll take Arkansas.
And Daddy selects Texas A&M, also in the Big 12. Baylor at Kansas State. Who you got, Grant?
I'll take Baylor big in this one.
It's going to be a clean sweep. Daddy and I both have Baylor. Washington at Utah. Daddy, wow, he took Utah. Who you taking, Grant?
I got to stick with Keith Price. He looked pretty money against us.
So Grant takes Washington. This is one that I have really struggled with here. Utah is so good at home, but I think Washington's a pretty good football team. They killed you. I'm taking Utah. I don't know. I'm taking Utah. That might be the one that gives Grant the victory. Alabama at Florida tomorrow night at 7 here on ESPN Radio. Daddy takes the Crimson Tide and Alabama. Grant, who you got?
I'll roll Tide as well.
If Alabama's not going to win the national championship, which I believe they're not going to win the national championship, they have to lose sometime. This is my upset special of the week. I am taking the Gators of Florida. Florida at home to win this one in our final game, Michigan State at Ohio State. Grant, who you got?
I've been tossing back and forth on this one, but I'm going to go with Michigan State. I think the suspensions will be too much to overcome.
Grant better hope the road teams win, because he's got 8 of the 10 road teams. So Grant takes Michigan State. Daddy takes Ohio State in this football game. Again, I got this feeling that Michigan State is going to win this football game, but it's the horseshoe. It's Ohio State. If Ohio State loses this game at home, Luke Fickell probably is not the head football coach next year. They haven't looked that great this year. They looked a little bit better last week. They look pretty good against Colorado. How hard is that to do? I'm going to take Ohio State. In case it comes down to a tiebreaker, we need the total points in the Nebraska-Wisconsin game. Grant, if you heard the show yesterday, you know what Daddy and ours points are. Total points, Nebraska-Wisconsin, what's your prediction?
Total points will go 88.
Ho, 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 ho! And do you like a Nebraska win tomorrow or a Wisconsin win?
I do like it. I'm sticking with the road team theme. I bleed red. I can't pick against the Huskers.
He picked 88 points. The over-under is 56. Daddy picked 57 because he took Nebraska 29-28. I have it a lot lower scoring game, 23-21 Big Red and 44 total points. Grant, I think you got a chance. A lot of road teams, but hey, already a winner with Big Daddy's Deli and the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck and enjoy the game.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Grant from Kearney up next. That was good radio right there. Good job. Well, it's time to get into Daddy's selections for the week. Daddy en route to Madison, in case you haven't figured that out already. But let us bring you this. I can't believe this. Oh, Daddy left us his selections.
I wanted to let you know I'm getting shirts made up that says I'm a Daddy fan. I've been on him all day, and he is golden. I'll probably call in next week and ask him for some early picks. Let Daddy know we're running hard with him down here in Hastings.
Oh, Daddy, don't let him down, son. Don't let him down. What do you got for us this week?
Well, I started once as I always do in the college ranks. You know what? The Wildcats, I thought it was a player of the year last week. They bit me right in the ass, but I'm getting right back against the Wildcats again.
Oh, no.
Baylor, -3.5. Did you realize Robert Griffin, the last two games, 49 of 55, 13 TDs on the season, zero INTs? Baylor outgained this team by 300 yards last year. I know that was in Waco. It doesn't matter where this is at. The offense is better this year. I will take the Baylor Bears, -3.5. Michigan State at Ohio State. Ohio State, -3 points.
How come nobody's talked about this game? It's all Nebraska-Wisconsin. This is a huge game.
This is a huge game, but the disappointment, I think, Michigan State getting crushed by Notre Dame ended as good as this game could be, and that's why none of the talk is about it. Do you realize the eye of the Buckeye? I mean the Buckeye. Yeah, that's what I want to say. 13-2 against the spread at home. Sparty 2-8 is road dog.
What's that mean for the Daddy?
That means Ohio State -3 at home. Minnesota at Michigan. You know what? Sounds like Jerry Kill will be on the bench for this one. He will be on the sideline. Do you realize Michigan's on a run in the Big Ten of 0-12? That's right. The Gophers 5-1 against the spread lately. 10-4 is road dog. Give me those 20 points to take the Golden Gophers at Michigan. The last one in college is pretty simple. Akron heads to Eastern Michigan. Kevin Cosgrove is the defensive coordinator. Where?
Akron, zip!
We'll take the Eastern Michigan and whoever they are.
What's the points there this week?
-8.5.
Eastern Michigan favored by 8.5.
We will lay the 8.5 points.
Should be no problem. And recapping your college selections.
Baylor -3.5. Ohio State -3. Minnesota +20. Eastern Michigan -8.5.
Three favorites. That's unusual for the Daddy who's trying to get it turned around in college. But no problem in the National Football League, where Daddy is a perfect 6-0. That's 2-0 every week, three straight weeks. I remember when Daddy used to make three or four NFL selections a week. He's backed it down to two, and it has worked. How many this week?
Three selections.
Oh, trying to get to nine.
Big shock. All three. Home dogs. We start with Minnesota at Kansas City. On the road, they slowed down the Charger offense. They should be able to slow down Adrian Peterson, and if you do that, you'll beat the Minnesota Vikings. I'll take Kansas City +2 points at home. Buffalo -3 at Cincy. Oh my goodness, how wonderful Buffalo is. I can't get over Ryan Fitzpatrick. Well, get over him, because Sunday, not only the Bengals cover this 3 points, they win at home. Take the money line, Cincinnati Bengals. Washington -2 at St. Louis. St. Louis is just pathetic. How can they look that bad? Well, in the NFL, you're never as good as you look when you look good, and you're never as bad as you look when you look that bad. Washington coming off a Monday hangover. They lose one late to the Cowboys. They lose one late to the Rams. I've got Kansas City. I've got Cincinnati. I've got St. Louis. Gobble up all those points and take it to the bank Monday morning early.
You have three of the worst teams in the National Football League to cover and possibly win this week.
That'd be a great money line parlay right there.
That's how Vegas does it, right? Tell me about your middle game was which one? Buffalo.
Buffalo at Cincy.
And it's only 3 points?
Yeah, you'd think
that ought to tell you something.
Yeah, you'd think that one staring stands out and says, you know what, that'd be a touchdown with Ryan Fitzpatrick. The way that offense is rolling. You know, it just sets up too perfectly for Cincinnati. Everybody's been telling Buffalo how great they are coming off the win to New England. It just sets up perfectly.
Cincinnati has played a lot better in the regular season, obviously, than they did in the preseason when a lot of people predict them to win no more than two football games, and they should have had two in the bank by now.
Well, you know, another interesting game is Tennessee-Cleveland. Everybody threw those teams out at the beginning of the year, both of them 2-1. You look at Hasselbeck's statistics, really throwing the ball well right now, throwing for over 300 yards the last two games. I'll be surprised. I think Cleveland wins this football game, but it's one of those games where you didn't expect either one of those teams to be in any conversation at all. Well, 2-1, 2-1, they're in some conversations.
And we recap yesterday on the show, because you're actually not here right now, you gave your Nebraska football prediction. Are you sticking with that 29-28 dealio? You wanted to pick exactly what I had almost, which is fine. You can do that today.
Well, 29-28 is what I went with. I'm going to stick by that. I found it interesting when I put that line. I really had no idea. That over-under is 55 to 58 points, depending on where you shop. So I'm right in the ball game there. Everybody's talking about the offense. That's why I think it's going to be a little bit more low scoring. If I knew the over-under would have been that, I probably would have backed that off about 25 to 24, somewhere in there, because everybody thinks it's going to be up-tempo and that high scoring. I think you back it off a little bit, but nonetheless, 29-28 Huskers.
I took 23-21 Nebraska with Maher being a big part of this. The way it wouldn't be that way, a bad bounce, a bad break, a bad call, something that's a turnover that you can't just have. You just can't have either way. But I think Wisconsin, I give them the 21 points because I think they can hit the big plays. Their kicking game is like Oklahoma a couple of years ago. They got backup kickers everywhere. We talked about that with Tom Mulhern yesterday. Backup kickers everywhere for this ball club. Nebraska might get a special teams touchdown in this football game. If they don't, maybe they get a couple of big returns that set up field goals. So that 23-21, and I think even your prediction as well, it incorporates a lot of what we've learned, not only this week, but in the last 3 months, all the way back to Big Ten Media Days. Wisconsin can hit the big play. Russell Wilson can get away and hit a couple of bombs. I think Nebraska has learned a way to sustain some drives that you were making fun of earlier in the year. Even if they don't, Martinez gets loose, he pops a big one, the special teams pop a big one. The defense can't be bad on both sides. They're not. Their numbers even say they're not. That's why I say 23-21. I think Nebraska can win this football game. Again, I did not predict them to run the table. I said they could go 11-1 and realistically have a shot at a title. That's changed a little bit by the way they've won. But like Bo Pelini said, we're 4-0, and they're ranked 8th in the country. What more could you want?
Well, you want your defense to be ranked higher than 58th in the country, which is what they come in at. So that's a little bit of a concern, but I got to have a feeling in the second quarter, Russell Wilson's going to have his hands on his hips saying, holy cheese curds, what have I got coming at me?
Another thing that concerns me is that the Huskers don't come off a hangover in Laramie like the people I were hanging out with.
That's a great point. Very, 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 they talk about the process. They talk about week to week, maintaining the same level of intensity, not dropping, not getting too high, not getting too low. Very, very level this Nebraska team seems to be.
I can't wait for Monday's show here on the Doug and Daddy program, because if Nebraska wins, oh my God, how great we are, and a chance to win a national title. And if we lose, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. No matter what happens, Ohio State rolls in for one of the biggest home games in Nebraska history next week.
Yeah, there's no break. There's no break now. I mean, you know what? Ohio State, boom, you go to Minnesota, and then two more at home. I mean, it's coming at you fast and furious. This time of year, the weeks fly by. They really do. You're going to do high school football. The midway point of high school football. Weren't we just starting 2-a-days? I mean, that's how fast it goes.
It's a short season. It's 2 months of actual football, and that's what we've got tonight. Natty, enjoy your time in Madison. Can't wait to hear from him next week. And, folks, if you're getting ready for the Husker game, maybe you're having a home party, maybe you're going to be tailgating somewhere at a high school game tonight, all of your tailgate gear is at Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend, from fresh sausages like brats. How about onion and bell pepper brats? I got to get in there and try some of the – he does so many different things every week. It's so good. Those chili cheese things, brats, very good. Pork ribs. How about some baby back ribs? Pork baby back ribs, they're there for you. You want some wings? They can do that for you. Summer sausage. Have a little deli tray out to get things going early on. Need snacks. It's a long game. You can't just have one big meal. You're snacking all the time. Troutman's has USDA Choice certified Angus beef. Maybe you want to make the burgers. Maybe you just want to cook up a big steak. Maybe you want to make some steak and then cut it up and have some tips. Quality steaks are aged minimum 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. At Troutman's, there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage, and fresh frozen seafood is available at Troutman's. Mix it up. It's going to be a big party. Everybody likes it. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, your tailgate headquarters on Highway 30 across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Holy moly, folks, it's here. Enjoy it. Be safe. We want you back on Monday, and I assume there will be a lot of reaction. There's always more reaction when it's negative than when it's positive, so I hope it's positive reaction. Whether you're watching football, volleyball, hockey, whatever it is out there, it's going to be nice. Maybe you're still enjoying a little fishing, hunting, golfing. Have that as well. Congratulations to Jeff Ashby of Giltner. He will be an assistant coach in the 2012 Nebraska Shrine Bowl in Lincoln. Travis Hawk of Alliance and Lee Schmale of Elmwood Murdoch are the head coaches for next year's activity. We want to thank the guests on today's Doug and Daddy Show, Kennesaw head football coach Craig Schnitzler, and, of course, Drew Shinnick, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. We will see you on Monday with Bo Pelini's press conference and your reaction to Nebraska, Wisconsin. Doug Duda for the Doug and Daddy Show saying have a great weekend and go Big Red.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!